Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. On every interview, firms ask tough interview questions that are designed to hang you. And on this show, I want to simply say that this really isn't a tough one, but you have to think like the employer for what they want to hear. I hope you find it helpful, and I hope you also wind up giving the show 5 stars in iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to it, and that you also connect with me on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And with that, let's get rolling. And I want to talk to you today about one of those tough interview questions that are designed to baffle you. To make you reveal things that you prefer not revealing. Ooh, so dramatic. And today's question is, how do you handle office politics? Now, politics in the office usually translates into two people had different opinions about something, and the other person's opinion was chosen. The other way is credit grabbing. So I'm going to address both of these. First one, two different opinions. Well, I try not to get involved with office politics, but the fact of the matter is we all compete. And for some people, office politics is the sign that they lost the disagreement over how something should be done. It happens. My opinions are good, but sometimes someone's are better. And I have an opportunity to learn from what their thought process was, and there's nothing you have to be bothered or troubled about. And you can then continue by saying, but sometimes office politics also means someone credit grabbing or someone trying to take control of a situation that doesn't really belong to them. And there I try and get support from management to sort things through. Because, yeah, we could argue and fight. And what's the point of that? The fact of the matter is management has an idea of who they want to handle things. Maybe I didn't understand my side, but maybe they didn't understand their side. So let's get that sorted out as quickly as possible before the office starts taking sides, before it really becomes problematic. And that's obviously if the other person and I can't sort things through ourselves. So that's how I'd address that kind of question. I don't think it's really that hard. I think it's pretty logical, but you have to address both situations in answering the question. So again, with the first scenario, you start off by saying, you know, office politics often means two things. Number one is two people have a disagreement over which of their ideas is best. Management chooses the other person, hence it's politics. I don't see it that way. I see it as there were two good ideas. Management chose the one that they thought was best, and I have something I can learn from that. And the second one is I try and sort it out with my colleague. If I can't, I go to management. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.